Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Numbers, 210 to 259. M.R., Number 250, Pure Doctrine, Elevates and Ennobles. In our character building, each person is responsible for the way in which he builds. We are to lay on the foundation stone material that will do honor to God. There are many in our work who teach speculative theories, rather than the simple truths which Christ taught. Every one will be tested to see whether his conversion is real. The pure doctrines that are taught in working faith, the gold, silver, and precious stones that are brought to the foundation, will elevate and ennoble the receiver. But the teaching which is mingled with human philosophy can never sanctify. The long-expected day of God will soon test every man's work. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. In the great day of God, the worthless material will be consumed, but the gold of true, simple, humble faith will never lose its value. It can never be consumed, for it is imperishable. All selfishness, all false religion, will then appear as they are. 1 hour of transgression will be seen to be a great loss, while the fear of the Lord will be seen to be the beginning of wisdom. The pleasure of self-indulgence will perish as stubble, while the gold of steadfast principle, maintained at any cost, will endure forever. Never give up your faith and hope in God. Cling to the promises. Do not trust in your feelings, but in the naked word of God. Believe the assurances of the Lord. Take your stand upon the plain, thus saith the Lord, and rest there, feeling or no feeling. Faith is not always followed by feelings of ecstasy, but hope thou in God. Trust wholly in Him. The worker is not to follow his own ideas and plans for work. The Lord's individuality is to be sunk in no living being. Christ's followers are to love God supremely and their neighbor as themselves. It is as much the privilege of every individual member of the church to know from the Word God's will in regard to his course of action as it is for the president of the conference or for any other man in office of trust. The Lord would be sought unto by all who would be instructed and enlightened and worked by the Holy Spirit. God is ready to commune with his people. Christ charged those whom he healed to tell the good news in the home circle, but not to the world. He would not convert the world by his miracles. His work was to present the word, that man might not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. His prayer for them was, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The time has now come when we need to hide in the cleft of the rock and view the character of God. Enoch walked with God 300 years. He reflected upon God, he contemplated his character, and his life was well-pleasing in the sight of God. And on the part of his children today, there should be just such a meditation upon the Word of God. It should not only be read, but carefully studied, for it furnishes the only safe standard and guide in the formation of moral character, and the only sure road to intellectual culture. Eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God, we become one with Him. Unity of purpose and harmony of action marks our work. This mutual love and confidence constitutes a moral force which is a convincing power to the world. When absolute homage is paid to the Word of God in matters of doctrine and principle, there will be no easy fellowship with the world. There will be no slipshod religion. When the Bible and the Bible alone is the rule of our faith and practice, the influence of our lives will have a telling power on the world. The Bible is so precious to me. The more I read it, the more light in Christian experience I gain. God's Word seems to be written purposely for me. In it, a balm is provided for all my fears and worries. I love my Savior because I believe His Word, and many others have this same experience. The question is sometimes raised, what if Sister White should die? I answer, the books that she has written will not die. They are a living witness to what saith the Scriptures. You will be without excuse if you do not study the Word of God, that you may understand how inseparable are Christian doctrine and Christian practice. Released January 7th, 1971.